a teleologically oriented, that is, purposeful rather than random, biological evolution has enabled humans to consciously and voluntarily shape the functioning of our brains. As a result of this powerful capacity, we are not biological robots totally governed by selfish genes and neurons. One outcome is that we can intentionally create new social and cultural environments. Through us, evolution becomes conscious. That is, it is driven not simply by drives for survival and reproduction, but more by complex sets of insights, goals, desires, and beliefs. In my view, ethical achievements are the outcome of contact with a transcendental reality behind the universe, and not simply the outcome of the multiplication of neurons in the prefrontal cortex of the human brain. It is unclear that by themselves, the neurons would evolve any ethical system. By virtue of the psycho-neural translation mechanism, moral values associated with a given spiritual worldview can help us to govern our emotional impulses and behave in a genuinely altruistic fashion. In such cases, moral conscience replaces innate programming as a regulator of behaviors. The capacity for rational and ethical behaviors, in turn, frees us from the primitive dictates of the mammalian brain. Such freedom is responsible for the fact that, even though the genome is the same across human societies, some cultures value and foster violence and aggression, while other cultures perceive violence and aggression negatively and rarely employ them. Fortunately, many cultures have also begun to encourage people to move beyond a narrow sense of obligation to one's own kin or social group to an appreciation and compassion for all life, especially other humans, because we can so easily identify with them. But one question looms large when we consider the mind apart from the brain, a question that, as we have seen, was considered by Neanderthal man and by our earliest ancestors. What exactly happens at death? The brain dies, but does the mind die with it? Perhaps not. Let us look at that next. The view from neuroscience. We measured serotonin, 5-HT, synthesis capacity using the radio tracer 11C-alpha-methyltryptophan, 11C-AMTRP, combined with PET. The reason we use tryptophan is that it will cross the blood-brain barrier, but serotonin will not.